So we'll start Ezer Hashem, the sugya of Kablonus b'mechubar. Last week we discussed Kablonus b'tolush, when you have an item that you want to give to a guy, and he takes it on his responsibility to do the work. That's the stipulation you make, that's a Kablonus. So we said Kablonus is always me'ikra din mutter. Because the guy is doing an adaita din afshe, it's considered his work, it's always mutter. When we're dealing with a shayla of Amir la'akum, we always have to go through the checklist of what the possibilities of being Osir is. So if he's doing the malach of the Jew, if he's the shliach of the Jew, then it's Osir. If he's doing his own malach, then it's mutter. Then you have to see, even if it's kablonis, if you are kaveh alay malach de b'shabbos, you told him to do it on Shabbos. And we said last week, you said, I need this done now, and you know he says he could only do it on Shabbos, so I need it done immediately after Shabbos. We said that's also considered kavela malach de b'Shabbos. And then we had a separate issue that even if you didn't tell him what to do it, when to do it, so therefore it's not kavela malach de b'Shabbos. And even if it's kablonos, he's doing it as adait de nafshe. But it's still, if he's doing it bebeis Yisrael, if he's doing it on the premises of the Jew, it's also a problem. So it means even if you have a dover tolush, it's an item that he's fixing, but he's doing it on the premises of the Jew, it's also usur. So much so, to the extent we said, even a shivcha is doing malacha, bebeis Yisrael, even if she's doing her own work, that also, if it's not clear that it's for herself, it's not clear that it's her own possessions that she's taking care of and fixing, it also could be usur. That's as far as Tolush is concerned. When we get to Mechubar, we find that it were much more Machmer. We find that the Peskim were much more Machmer when it comes to Melacha B'Tolush.
Is there a lot of room to be more Machmer?
You say we're Machmer enough already.
Just wait, huh?
Just wait. Just wait.
You probably have to
I should just assume no. Right?
You're
going
to have to join Occupy. $100, I'm not fine.
Really? We haven't given enough Haftarim, but Amir Lachim yet? No, we'll get to that. We'll get to them yet. First of all, we'll make it last week. We said that if he can do it really on Sunday, I don't need it until Monday morning, and he happens to be closed on Sunday. Right, so we said that from the El Yeraba, who argues with the Taz, so we said it could be even the Prima Gordon would agree. He says only Balayla, they don't force themselves to work, but Sunday is Mutter. Ramesha was Mekel on a Sunday, so that there itself was a leniency.
Also, Mekel, if you told the person up front, right, we said that last week, if you told the person not to work on Shabbos, then it's a hefsid, the significance of hefsid, that you don't have to stop him.
Yeah, we saw that case too. I made it, but he shouldn't work on Shabbos. Yes, yeah, but that's not such a heter. If he came and worked anyway, yeah. Okay, we'll get to heter Amir la'akum. Yes. But yeah, we find that mechubar is indeed much more chamor than melacha betolish. And we saw this already in Taisvis. When Taisvis is the shita, they argue with the Rabbeinu Tam. We saw this Taisvis in Chafalaf and Beis and Abedi Zorah. So the Rabbeinu Tam wanted to be matir kablonus by building a house. So you hire a contractor, he does all the work, and he has to do it within a reasonable amount of time, and then tack on 6 weeks, and then hopefully have the job done. But everybody expects it's not going to be to the day, therefore you have to work on Shabbos. Because if you do tell him to do that, if you say, he says, this job is going to take a minimum of 4 weeks, he says, I need it done no later than 4 weeks. That means he has to work 7 days a week. Of course that's usher. That'll be usher no matter what. That'll be usher even if he's doing it in some isolated town where nobody is there, there's no Maris Ayin, that's also because it's Mikra Din, you're being Kaveh Malach de B'Shabbos. Once you tell him to do that, that's considered already he's doing your work. Because then he's not doing it on his own time, he's not making the full decisions of when to work. It has to be that the guy has some decision power in terms of when he could do the work. But even when we said a kablanus bias, Rabbeinu Tam wanted to be makel, when it's a real kablanus and he does the work, and then within a reason about the time he'll finish it, all the Rishonim argued on him. And one of the rayas that that Rabbeinu Tam brought was, look, you see, you're allowed to give kalim l'kaybeis. another raya was the Rechayim, and they all jumped on Rabbeinu Tam. They said, no, that's Betolush, and here we're talking about Mechuber. Even though it's not necessarily the Svara is different, but they say, no, you can't bring me a raya from Tolush to Mechuber. You see, it's much more chomer, those dinim. If we look here in Reish Mem Dalad, let's take a look at Reish Mem Dalad. So we started learning Sif Aleph in Reish Mem Dalad, which is the din of Kablonus. Reish Mem Dalad Sif Aleph, yeah, right there at the beginning. Paisik imayin yudia lamalacha v'kaitzis damim. You can make up for him to do a job. V'kaitzis damim, you make up a price. V'ayin yudia oisa la'atzmai. And then he's considered he's doing his own work. That's the case of Adai Tidinavshi. V'ava bishu oisa b'shabbos mutu. Even if he does it on Shabbos, it's mutter. And we'll see this is a Lashon HaRambam. So even though Me'ikra Adin, we've taken care of, it's his work, but now you have a problem with Ma'ar Sain, so it has to be Bitsina. She'ein Ma'akir Ma'akol Shazu Malach HaNaz B'Shabbos She'Yisraeli, that people don't know it's the Jews. But if it's Yedua Mefor Semes, if people know it's the Jews' work, then it will be Aser. Shaharayas Anida Oisek Einu Yodea Shekotzas. He doesn't know that there was a stipulation over here. But Omer, and he'll say Shepleni Sachar Einu Yudi Lasis Mlach B'Shabbos. He's going to say that the Jew hired the guy specifically to do it on Shabbos, or specifically to do it within an amount of time that he has to work on Shabbos.
So what do you see with these young? Is that not I mean, I hear what you're saying. That's also could be in the Ma'ar Sain. Isn't the baseline Ma'ar Sain the base halacha that you'll think is a steer yom? Right? Not that it's kablonos and you told him something wrong in the kablonos.
That's how we see from some Rishayim, right? The Rishayim and Tais over there said that was the problem. You'll think he's going to be a steer yom.
That's going to everybody. Just what the problem in that is. Meaning that it could be that no. Later Achronim say that the problem is that they'll make a mistake in what kind of kablonus you. But the Ma'ar Sain that is on the steer is on that he's a steer yom, he's not a kab. And that's why they can even discuss if it's the majority, not the majority, who's doing it. So the problem was that you asked for a wrong kablonus. Then it won't make a difference at all, right?
So let's take it slow. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago, we have a machlokes, the Rishonim against Rabbeinu Tam. And we explained the basis of the machlokes is when you have a Ma'ar Sain, what's the Ma'ar Sain? So all the Rishonim said, listen, you go bus a Reiv. And we saw it in the Bir Halacha, and the Bir Halacha here in Reish Mamdal says it as well. You see the Lashon and the Rishonim, the Rush and the Re-Entice is that you have to go by the Reiv. If Reiv people do it by Kablanus, then that's what people will assume, it's done by Kablanus. If Reiv people do it by Eschir Yoim, a day worker, then most people will think the Ma'ar Sain will be that. And some Rabbeinu Tam wanted to say differently, wanted to say, even if Reiv people do it by Eschir Yoim, he said it's Mutter. Why? So he said that the rationale for that was because since it's also possible to do a bekablonus, and some people do a bekablonus, even though they're only the miut, there won't be a Ma'ar Sain. People will assume he's doing it in a permissible fashion.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get. So there,
that's that machlokes.
Ma'ar Sain, right? Is that is he a schir yom or not? That's the machlokes. Not in the kablonus that I tell him to do it on Shabbos.
If he's a schir yom or not, right? That's what David's saying. That was clear that we said it. Now we said that's the machlokes. The machlokes is there a Ma'ar Sain or not? But what's the Ma'ar Sain? The Ma'ar Sain is he a schir yom? He's not a schir yom. That would seem the Pashas and Machlokes Rishonim. The Prima Gadim, though, says, no, the Prima Gadim says there's actually another Machlokes within the Rishonim.
Oh, it says within the Rishonim?
Within the Rishonim, he says Machlokes. What does he say? He says that the Magid Mishnah, in explaining this halacha of the Rambam and all these Rishonim, except for Rabbeinu Tam, who's Matir. But all the Rishonim, the Magid Mishnah says that the reason why it's Aser is indeed exactly like we said it. Because people will say, hey, I don't know, he's a Kablan, maybe he's a Sekir Yoim. And they will think he's a Sekir Yoim. That will be based what? Depending on the Rav. If Rav do a Kablanus, no Ma'ar Sain. Rav do a Sekir Yoim, that's where Ma'ar Sain. He says, but the Ran learns a different Ma'ar Sain.
No, but even that is, maybe it's a Sekir Yoim. It's still not in the Kablanus. They'll say, if he's a Kablan, then what's the difference between a kaplan and a sphir yom? That's what Rabbeinu Meir is saying.
One second. The Prima Gadim says the Magen Mishnah explains exactly what he said till now. They'll think he's not a Kablan, he's a Sphir Yom. Says the Prima Gadim, however, the Ran learns that what's the Maris Ayin? That the Maris Ayin is that I know he's a Kablan. Why? Because most people do a Bekablana. So why should I think that they hired him in any other type of deal? Of course he's a Kablan. But in people's mind, they don't know the difference. They don't differentiate between a Kablan and a Sphir Yom.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's in Shittas Haran. And then that's Shittas Rabbeinu Meir also.
Correct.
But the Prima Gadim is splitting up the Machloikis in a new type of Maris Ayin.
They're not
Makir
the Hevdel in the Halacha.
In the Halacha, between meaning, I know this guy is a Kablan. I'm standing watching this guy, let's say, build a house, right? And I'm looking strangely, and somebody comes over, it's after shul, they're walking out of shul, it's Shabbos, and my friend tells me, hey, what's wrong, what are you staring at this house for? He says, I didn't know you're allowed to use non-Jews to work for you on Shabbos. That's great, I'm going home and I'm having my cleaning lady who comes for 6 hours on Shabbos, I'm having her do stuff for me. That's the Maris Ayin.
Right.
The Maris Ayin is that if I allow my Kablan to work, right, and what is he doing? All he's doing is doing work for me.
Right.
And the way the Rabbeinu Meir says, which David is very fond of this Rabbeinu Meir.
It's important. No, but I'm still arguing that. But no one.
Oh,
no,
we're still arguing?
Rishon says, because you said that somebody may look at it and say, the Maris Ayin is he might have hired that Kablan specifically for Shabbos. I'm saying, no, none of those Rishonim say that's the Maris Ayin.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
That's all that I'm saying.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying from the Lashon of the Mechaber that I was reading.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. The truth is the Lashon of the Mechaber is any desha kotzav amishar pleni socher any lasses malacha b'shabbes. That means skiryan. Yeah, that's a skiryan.
That's all. That's
yeah. So that's what we have. The Prima Gadim, interestingly, the Prima Gadim says that the machlokes really between the Magen Mishnah and the Ran. And the Ran is not alone. The Ran is also Ben Meir, and we'll see the Bria Lacha lists another four Rishonim at least that go with that Shita. But it's a major difference, right? What's the Nafka Mina between these two Shitas?
You couldn't hire a couple.
No, even
you can hire.
Which means even though the Rav people Bekablanus, right, even though the Rav people are Bekablanus, Rav of the hiring Bekablanus, but if you go with the Ran's opinion of Maris Ayin, it's not the problem we don't know if he's a Kablan. Now we know he's a Kablan. But they don't know the Halacha, they don't know how to differentiate between a Kablan and a Sphir Yom, and therefore then they'll take it on by themselves, and which you see, they also learn the Maris Ayin is not the problem of Chashad. Oh, I'm Choshed, he's being Mechal Shabbos, he's doing something's wrong. No, the Maris Ayin is that I'll then go home myself and do Amir Lachim in a prohibited fashion.
That approach,
yeah.
I have to worry that there's one Amharetz in the community who, if he sees, I have to be Hoshesh for that, and could never, therefore. I mean,
yeah, so the Rishayim.
Din that says that this, no shear on this.
Well, you could say there's a shear, and as the Rishayim, when they said it, they said, listen, we're worried there's enough people you have to worry about. I guess when it gets to a point where Klal Yisrael, or even if you want to say, let's say, in a certain community, because it's within a confined area, within a tchum, no one else is coming out from beyond that, and there everybody knows, so that will be the time. But
in their time, they were passing in this way, let alone in our day.
Right, for sure, absolutely. Absolutely, there's less people know about Amir Lagana, that's right.
And it's true even 100%, it's not just Rove here, meaning it's Rove 100%, if it's 100%, there is no Sphir Yom, it still would be
all. Right, even if it's Sphir Yom, yeah. Another Nafkamina Lecher would be that there's a Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham paskins that even though we're machmir, not like Rabbeinu Tam, but we're machmir, you should not hire a guy and knowing that he's going to work on Shabbos, meaning there's not going to be allowed to work on Shabbos. But the Magen Avraham says that for binyan beis hakneses, for a dvar mitzvah, he says you can be makel. That's his example of binyan beis hakneses. You want to get it built. For that, since there are shitas so old as mutter, and if you go with the shita that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like, Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam and all the other Rishonim that say the problem is, I'm going to think he's not a Kabbalah, I'm going to think he's a Sechir Yoyim. So he said, if Roiv do it be Kabbalah, it be Mutter. So he said, really, Babinya Basic Nesis for Dvar Mitzvah, it would be Mutter. Again, that would only be if you go with those Rishonim. If you go to the Ran or Beinu Meir, the other Rishonim, that the problem is not because I don't know he's a Kabbalah, but I know he's a Kabbalah, but I don't make the difference between Sechir Yoyim and Kabbalah, then it makes no difference if it's a Dvar Mitzvah. We had that Shaila here in the Kail. Right? When we had the construction here for several months, it was over several months, right? And it was over Pesach as well. And they want to know, could they work on Shabbos? Could they work on Yom Tov? Could they work on Chol HaMoed? And it was a real shaila then, because the crew that we hired did not have a lot of other work. And they wanted to get it done quickly. So we told them they could work on Sunday. Trying to think of them, there was times that they came even on a Sunday, but Lamaisa we didn't allow it.
How about Chol HaMoed?
We didn't allow Chol HaMoed either.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's room to make one.
Yeah. There's certainly right with the Nabi Yehuda. There's certainly room to make, but Lamaisa we didn't. We were not making it at all. But what's the shaila? The shaila was like this: Meikar Adin is mutter. Marasayin according to Rav Rishayim is also no problem. So we're worried about this other sheet that which the Prima Gadol is splitting up as a machlokes. That it's between the let's say we'll call it the Ri and the Rambam and the Rosh, Kenega, the Rabbeinu Meir and the Ran, and that's where the Machlokes becomes. Is an interesting. Let's just go through the sequence of halacha here. The Bir halacha here, right, in the beginning of the second Bir halacha in Reish Mem Dalet, he goes through this whole machlokes. Okay, brings the Ran of those other shittas. I don't want to take the time to read the whole Bir halacha, but if you see where it widens. Yeah, on the base over there. Look at three lines up. Achim Lashon Rambam. Achim Lashon Rambam. Shehuv b'Shulchan Aruch Gaz v'Atam Sharoyas Ein Yehudi. Someone who's going to see the guy working in Yadesh Kotzatz. V'Omer, he's going to say that the Jew hired him as a Sechir Yoyim. Mashmadim Minag Roiv Ho'ir B'Kablonus. So then Yesh Lata Fila Babayas, like we've been saying, and even on the person's premises, right? Everybody knew the Kohel had bought this place, everybody knew this is the Jew's house that he's building. It's gonna be mutter because it's Rebbe Kama. Mashia Khadat Laberation Reshim Gimel, Babir Allahum and Arambam Gufa. Dabina Ruba La Tera Ainsham Khemitera Sa Odam La Ramban, Shakosa Gamgina Tamishema Yem Ruskira Yem Ninu. Mashka Gamgain is Vila Lagabaze, Vikem Mashma Gamgain Beharosh, Perkamar Vedizora. Shatak Nudor Lamal Omi. He's talking about Chol HaMoed, the Noed Bihuda, but in discussing it, he says, well, really, I can tell you that it's really even mutter, even if this was Shabbos when you wanted your house built by this guy.
That's the Ri.
Because all those Rishonim we just quoted, the Ritva, the Rosh, the Rambam, right? So really it should be Mutter. Now again, the Medan, we're just talking about on Chol HaMoed, but he says really it should be Mutter on Shabbos. So it says the Bialacha Ula Pella. He didn't mention all the six Rishonim that I mentioned earlier. Meaning, he says, I don't understand the Rebbe Yehuda when he's writing this Shuvah and giving a Psak La'alacha, why did he not mention all of the six Rishonim who clearly say, like we've been saying, the other Tzad of Marasayin, like the Prima Gadol explained to Shem Daran, that there's a different Brahma Marasayin. Not because you think he's a Kabbalah, because people don't differentiate between a Kabbalah and a Sechir Yoyim. So that's his Pella, why didn't he say that?
Why can't you pass like the Rambam and the Rosh? I don't understand.
So Ramosha and a Tshuvah and Chela Gimel Simen Lamed Hei, dealing with an actual Shaila at hand, but we're also a group of was one religious Jew with a group of non-religious Jews, and they had the goyim build the house on Shabbos. And Ramesha quotes this bialacha, and he says, the bialacha says it's a pel on the Nabi Yehuda, and Ramesha says, to me, it's a pel on the bialacha. Why? He says, you have Rishonim. Let's leave the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramoises out of it. You have Rishonim. No, it's an even six against six. That's what he says. There's six Rishonim. He says, but who are the Rishonim on the side? Is the Rambam, the Rosh, the Ritva. He says, these are sort of the main Rishonim. You see also Ramosha, how you go like Psach Halacha. Which Rishonim? They're all great. They're all Tzaddik, they're all Malachim. But look how Klai Yisrael is accepted. The Rambam and the Rosh and the Ritva are sort of more acceptable Halachas La Halacha than the Rabbeinu Meir, the Smak, the Hagos Ashri, the so he says, how could you even say it's a comparison? On top of that, he says, Lamaisa the Mechab and the Ramah go with the first Shita. Since it's a Pella on the Bialacha of why he's being mispale on the Neid Biyuda, that he couldn't pass him like that. Lamaisa, though, Ramesha comes and says, Ramesha says that nowadays, since many people are mezalzel in Hilchos Shabbos, he says Lamaisi should be machmir. So even after his swinging the other way, he should be Lamaisi. And the truth is, you think about it, it's 100%. This Barry, you were asking before. He said, "Well, what if there's only one?" The truth is, most people don't know the halacha well, and most people don't differentiate. And I think that's really what Ramesh's point is. That nowadays, that people are so mezalzel, meaning they don't know that this person, they don't know. Oh well, this is first of all as a kabbalan, and everybody does it bekabbalanus. Therefore, it's no problem, and therefore there's no Marisayin because we go to Shemir. They don't know that. They don't know also, oh, Beis HaKnesses, that's much different. It's a Dvar Mitzvah. So they're going to take from this whole din where it was 100% mutter, and all the Rishonim and the Mechaber, every positive is mutter, and the guy's going to go home and ask his housekeeper, can you make me a cup of coffee? And be over on Hilchas Amir Lakam and be Chai Makas Mardus because he didn't know the halacha. So therefore, indeed, a person should be machmir. Just let me tell you one interesting... So he's saying a different tshuva, he says, if it's a hefsid, you know, yeah, if it's a hefsid, you know, we won't have to do that. But he says on a regular practice, and that's indeed why we weren't mekel over here when we had our contractors. Because even though there's enough stacked up to be matter such a thing. But Lamaisa, Ramesha came out that it's you should be machmir. And here we have the Be'alacha. So this also needs a little pshat. Why the Chofetz Chaim also understood that these are the main Rishonim. So what's the pshat? So it's interesting. We'll start here with the Rambam. The Ksav Sefer says he has a steer. He found a steer in the Rambam, but what he uses almost a whole paragraph in a very long tshuva in Simon Mem Aleph and Archaim is that he has a pella why nobody spoke about this steer. They use very flowery words. They're like, what happened? Nobody spoke about this thing. Finally, he found the Kiryas Sefer that spoke about it, Megillah Sefer that spoke about it, but he doesn't like his pshat. So he came up with a new pshat. But look at this theory here. The Rama Hilchas Vav, Perek Yud Beis, Milchus Shabbos, Paisa Godim and Magoy al Malacha Vekaitzis Domim, you make up with the Goy, Vagoy Yisla Atzmei, Vav Bishuais and Bishabbos Mutter. Fine, that's the Lacha we've been learning. Ba'med Varam Amun Alacha Yigimbal, Mitzina. Again, this is the Mechaber gets it from this Rambam. That's because not everybody knows it's the Jews. So it's interesting. The words of the Rambam is not clear, like we pointed out in the Mechaber. It's not clear that people will think he is a Schir Yoim. Okay, it's a little bit ambiguous. Then in Halacha Yedalit, it's pretty clear. They don't know, he stipulated. So it's very clear, Bimadai from the Rambam, that they don't know that you hired him as a kablan. So if you know you hired him as a kablan, why is that? Oh, because Rav Bnei Medina do a Bekablam? Oh, because 100% of people do a Bekablam? According to the Rambam, has to be Mutter. He says, Apella, look at the Rambam, Hilchas Yomtiv, Perek Zayin, Halacha Chaf Hei. This is the only time the Rambam speaks about Kablonis on Yomtiv. You hire him and you have to do it afterwards. A guy who accepted to do a job for Israel, you can't allow him to work on Yom Tov, you can't allow him to work even on Chol HaMoed. Shehakol yodim shemalos zachu shel Yisrael. Everybody knows this is the Jews' building or house that's being built. V'yachshedu oisei shehu sachar es hagoy lases loy b'moed. She'ein hakol yodim hefrish sheyesh bein hasachar bein hakablan. Ulevika chaser. It's a pella. The first Rambam Hilchos Shabbos says the reason is, like we've been saying from the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch and the Ritva, the reason is because you'll think it's a Sechir Yoyim. And then this last line of Hilchos Yom Tov says, like the Ran, that you don't differentiate between the two.
The Ran says the Ran holds.
Huh?
The Ran says the Ran.
And the Ran brings that, right. You showed me that a couple weeks ago, that he brings the Rambam holds it. But this is where you have it. The truth is, he says from one line to the next, he says to himself. That he's a Sechir Yoyim. You hired him as a Sechir Yoyim, not as a Kabbalah. And then he throws in, and nobody knows the difference. So he says, in Hilchos Shabbos, he only says that reason, and Hilchos Yom Tov, he seems to say both reasons. So this, he's so nispal about it, that it sounds like a pretty clear...
Be halachic efforts, you can't be... It can't be to tell
who's a Sechir Yoyim
and
who's a Kabbalah.
He's saying that.
Ain't I call Yoyim Hefrish, Yeyesh, Ben Aschir, or Ben
Akabbalah? They don't know the halachic Hefrish.
Yeah, that's right.
It has to be that. It can't be that they just don't know who's a Kabbalah and who's a Sechir Yoyim or something like that.
So what is he adding with this line then?
I'm not already, I'm saying it's perfect.
So his conclusion like this, it's an interesting Chiddush that he says, and then maybe even the Bialacha sort of was thinking along these lines. So he says, indeed, the Rambam went, we set it up as a machlokes in the Magen Mishnah and the Ran. The Rambam understood the Iker concern of Maaris Ayin with like the Magen Mishnah. People will see a guy working, is he a Kabbalah? I don't know if he's a Kabbalah, maybe he's a Sechir Yoyim. That was the Iker Adin. Meaning, if you would never have had that concern of Maaris Ayin, they would have never been geyser by a Kabbalah who's working the Iker Adin and rave people do a Kabbalahness. But once there was a concern of thinking he's not a Kabbalah, he's a Sechir Yoyim, they then extended it by way of loy plug to include, even when everybody does know he's a Kabbalah, because the concern is that, you know what, but a lot of people don't know the chil between a Kabbalah and a Sechir Yoyim. So he says with the Rambam, when it's sort of from the Shitas HaRishayim, the Ri and the Rosh and the Ritva, and from there they segued into another concern of the Ran or Rabbeinu Meir. Oh, so he says, because he says, explains that. He says, by Shabbos, because he already spoke about the other, that's not the only time he talks about Kablonis. So he says, in Yom Tov, the only time he talks about Kablonis is here, so he put them both over here. But Shabbos, he says, it was going to be usher anyway for different reasons, so he didn't bother mentioning it. Yeah, maybe it's a little a deichu pshat in working it all out, but this is his pshat in the Rambam. And again, the Bi'ur Halacha also is not so convinced that the Rambam is 100% like this Shita. So that itself also sort of, it does take away a little bit of the heter, or a little bit of the pellet that Ramesh had in the Bi'ur Halacha. What do you mean? All of the main Rishonim we pass like the Rambam and the Rosh. And here it could be it's not so simple. That these six Rishonim want to answer because people don't differentiate. Could be it's the Rambam Barosham. Could be the Rambam himself also does agree with that Shita.
Because then you would expect he learned that way.
He should just quote that halacha.
He should quote it directly, completely.
Right. Not sure. Does he bring the halacha? Does he bring the Hilchos Yom Tov? Good. I have to check it up. Lamaisa, what comes out halacha lamaisa? There are other sources, but we have to finish with the other mekayris. That also you see that mechuber is more mechamer than talush. So what comes out lamaisa? Somebody, the heat is off in your house. All right, heat is not a good example because if it's a cold day and you have older people, you have younger children, it's going to be mutter to have the guy come destroy on Shabbos. But in some cases, the phone company, the phone is down on Friday, you call them, we'll be there sometime today, we'll be there. When do they show up? A half hour before candlelight and they show up, right? You know they're going to be there for another hour, 2 hours, right? They park their truck right outside your house in your driveway. Is it mutter to let them stay? Right? You certainly want them to do the work, so then after Shabbos you'll have a working phone, right? So are you allowed to let them stay? Or your township that came to cut down the trees on Shabbos, are you allowed to let them stay? So it sounds like here, I mean, everybody knows it's pekablonus. Right, so it should be mutter, but we're saying no, but we are machmir, and Ramosha says to be machmir. It's a hefsid, it's not a hefsid moment over here. It's just convenience. I'd rather get it done now instead of having to come back Monday. So one svara lahatir is a heter. So one svara lahatir that Reb Shmuel Felder claimed is like this. He says again, from learning the sugya, as much as we learned with the Paiskim and the Rishayim here and the Halacha, Mikra din is mutter. And even Rav Rishayim say, everybody knows it's a kablonis. Everybody knows you just.
Why is phone company kablonis?
It's kablonis. I'm not paying them per hour to work for me. I'm paying them for the job. Right? They're not my words. They're paying them for the job. And they're they decided when to come. Right? I want them to come on Friday morning. You know, they decide when they're going to come. So the imikra din is mutter. So the only thing we're dealing with really is, well, they're doing malacha on my premises, and whenever they're doing malacha on my premises, and certainly when it's malacha b'mechubur, because the things that have to do with the house or attached to the house, it's more chomer. And he wanted to say like this. He says, what's the whole concern? At the end of the day, the concern is when they're doing malacha on my house that I told them to do it. So places like this, like a company, everybody knows I didn't tell them to come on Shabbos. I mean, even if you don't want to say people don't differentiate between a skiryem and a kablan, no one's going to be chayshed I told them to come on Shabbos. Everybody understands who told this worker to come on Shabbos? His employer. The guy at the switchboard, the guy, the clerk who gives out the jobs, he told him, go to this house now and do it, because that's what came up on the list. So once you avoid that marisayin, then it could be the whole thing will be mutter. So once you, again, Meikar Adin was mutter, there was only a smaller concern of to be machmer, even in the case where we know Kabbalonis is done, but here on top of that, you could say there's another svara that everybody knows you don't really tell the company when to come, right? You don't tell the electric company or the phone company, you know, I'll tell you I want you to come at this time and they'll listen to you. So that's another svara to say that everybody will realize I never told them to come. But that's only when there's a concern that I arrange this malacha to be done. But when I didn't arrange the malacha, for example, right, the postman also comes to my house on Shabbos. I should throw him out every time, right? The garbage man comes sometimes on a Shabbos or a Yom Tov. I should throw. No, those types of goyim doing work, it absolutely has nothing to do with me. So when it's totally separated from my interaction with him, then you don't even start with the marasai.
It has to be something that's wise enough. We're finished.